KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 81. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, June 29th. News sponsored by E&E Construction, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home. Another hot day today, looking for sunshine around 100 and heat index values up around 105. A big hit with the Grady County oil well. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
Grady County has one of the biggest producing oil wells in the state this week. The well northeast of Cement bringing in more than 2,300 barrels of oil a day. The Shank Trust number 117 HXL belongs to Unit Petroleum. It was completed in January. The website OK Energy Today says it's among eight completed wells in the county. It's also one of many in the SCOOP play, which includes much of Grady, McLean, and Garmin counties. There were big producers in the STACK play as well, up around the Kingfisher and Watonga area. Devon Energy also had a well producing more than 2,300 barrels of oil a day. That was north of Watonga. Cimarex Energy and Continental Resources had wells producing well over 1,100 barrels a day, also around Watonga. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter backs a recommendation that Public Service Company of Oklahoma pass its federal income tax cut onto its customers. Administrative Law Judge Mary Candler making the recommendation. Hunter wants the Oklahoma Corporation Commission to act on the ruling as soon as possible. Hunter said the tax cut provides an opportunity for real savings for PSO customers, especially with rising utility bills during the heat of the summer. If approved, it's estimated the average PSO residential customer would get about $24. School districts and businesses would also realize energy savings. The U.S. Senate has passed its version of the Farm Bill, but both of Oklahoma Republican senators, Jim Inhofe and James Lankford, voted against the measure. Inhofe telling Cool News he was sure the bill was going to pass, but said a lot of senators tried to add on some unnecessary changes.
Every time a farm bill comes up, since everybody knows it's a must-pass bill, we're going to pass it, then people with amendments that they can't get passed any other way try to get on the farm bill.
Inhofe said 80% of the farm bill is connected to welfare, particularly SNAP benefits. He said liberals measure compassion by the number of people that are on welfare. Conservatives measure compassion by the number of people that get off welfare. The farm bill now going to a House Senate Conference Committee. Cool News time, 8:04. More news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Each week this summer, we're featuring an individual with the Chickasha Fire Department. Here is our Dennis Lynham.
In getting to know your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet 20-year Chickasha veteran driver Todd Smith. Todd and his younger brother work for CFD.
This time of year, we go to a lot of the schools and we spray water on the kids and they play in the water. And oh, I love it. I've been honored to work in this community with these people and come here and be here for them. One of the guys told me years ago, when you walk in the door at 8 o'clock in the morning, if you know what your job is, how to do your job, and you're ready to do your job, whether or not the alarm goes off 100 times in the day or if it never goes off, the city's got their money's worth because you're ready. I always kind of like that attitude, so every day I try to show up, just be ready for it.
If you see Chickasha Fire Department driver Todd Smith today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. See a photograph of Todd on our website and our Facebook page. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $73.45 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $77.85. Natural gas was down to $2.94 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,252. Silver, $16.11. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, 100 for the high, heat index around 105 late this afternoon. Right now, fair 81 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, a premier high school basketball player from Peru joining USAO, Milagros Carrera of Lima, Peru, signing a letter of intent to play at USAO. She played for Peru's under-17 national team, even playing in the South America Championship. The 5'8 guard averaged 16 points a game, shot 54% from beyond the arc. Coach Derek Matthews says Carrera is a playmaker with a very high basketball IQ and is a perfect fit for his team. More than 60 USAO student-athletes representing 10 sports programs named to the Sooner Athletic Conference Commissioner's Honor Roll. To be eligible, the athletes had to maintain at least a 3.0 grade point average for the year. The roster includes 15 players from the NAIA National Champion Softball Team, 11 from women's soccer, 8 from men's soccer, 7 from women's basketball, 6 from baseball, 5 from volleyball, 4 in men's cross country, 3 each in women's cross country and men's basketball, and 2 in men's track and field. Some of the top bull riders in a three-state region to be in Chickasha looking to earn a big paycheck this weekend. The Firecracker Bull Bash, a one-night event at the Grady County Fairgrounds. 40 riders and 40 bulls to come out of the chutes. Riders are gunning for $3,000 added money. One of the promoters is two-time Texas State bull riding champion Tanner Biddy. The other is Jason Cox of Blanchard.
They'll be bucking for two judges. Those judges will average their scores. They'll have 25 points apiece for the bulls and 25 points apiece for the riders.
Now, the Firecracker Bull Bash, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Outdoor Rodeo Arena at the fairgrounds. Tickets are $8. Seniors 65 and older, half price. Children 12 and under get in free. Now, the group is also hosting a barrel racing competition with $3,000 added money. That's tomorrow morning. About 200 contestants of all ages to compete. That's actually free admission to the Firecracker Barrel Bash that'll start at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Oklahoma City Dodgers let one get away last night. They led by 2 runs going to the 9th inning, but Nashville scores 3 runs in the top of the 9th, and they take a 10-9 win at the Bricktown Ballpark. The Sound sweep the 4-game series from OKC. First time in more than 2 years the Dodgers have lost a 4-game set. The Dodgers now on a season-high 5-game losing streak. They will head to New Orleans for a 6-game weekend series in the Crescent City. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and E&E Construction.